Good. Now, promises, promises, promises. I want to talk to you about promises. I wonder if anybody can tell me what a promise is. Yes? Right? It's something that you should keep, yes? Anything else about a promise?
It's when you say something, you have to keep it.
Right, okay. Yes, a promise is when you say to someone that you're going to do something, or you say to someone that you're going to give them something. That's a promise, isn't it? And we love promises, don't we? Promises are wonderful things. For example, you may, when you go to school tomorrow, someone may come up to you in the playground and they may say, "Do you know, it's my birthday in a few weeks' time. I'm going to invite you to my party." That's a promise, isn't it? And it's a really wonderful promise. And I know that some of you have received a promise like that, haven't you? And you've been given an invitation to a party today. That's right. And you'll be enjoying all that party food and all the fun and the games, because someone kept their promise. And they gave you the invitation, and you're going off to the party to enjoy it. Or suppose you went to school tomorrow and your teacher said to you, "Now next week, we've got a school outing. We're going to have a lovely trip to the zoo. And the coach is going to arrive next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And we're all going to get on it. And we're going to have a lovely day looking at all those wonderful animals at the zoo." Now that's a lovely promise, isn't it? You'd be really excited by that promise, wouldn't you? You'd be really looking forward to it day by day, waiting for Thursday to arrive. And then when you went to school on Thursday morning, and you looked out the window, there was the coach, just as the teacher promised you. And you were able to get on that coach, and you would go off and have a lovely time at the zoo. Promises are wonderful things. But you know, sadly, there are many people today who make promises, but they never keep those promises. And when people promise you something and they don't keep those promises, we feel really let down, don't we? We feel sad and we feel disappointed. But I want to tell you this morning the good news that we have a God in heaven, a heavenly Father, who always keeps his promises. He is the promise keeper. Because God cannot lie and God cannot change his mind. And everything that God has said he will do for you and me, he will keep those promises. You can be certain of that. He is the promise keeper. And you know, God has made some very wonderful promises for you and me. And can anybody tell me, where would we find the promises of God? Yeah?
Friends?
No, that's not the answer I'm looking for. Yes? In the Bible, that's right. Because the Bible is a book of promise, isn't it? It's the promise book. God's promise to you and me. And in this book, there are many, many promises. Let's open it, shall we, and have a look. Look at all those. Absolutely full up with promise notes that God has made to you and me this morning. And they're all true. Now, who would like to look at some of these promises? Who would like to choose a promise? I suggest you choose the coloured ones. The coloured ones are the best promises. These are the big ones. You want one? Okay. There's a few coloured ones left. There's no one there. Anybody like a coloured one, Matthew? I've got white one there. Right. Well, let's have a look at these promises, shall we? What have you got there, Hannah? A green one? A green promise. Can you read it? I'll tell you what it says. It says, "Call to me and I will answer you." And that's a promise God has made to you and me. If we call to him, then he will answer us. Sometimes we call our friends, certainly on the mobile phone, and they're not there. They don't answer. But you know, God has said, "If you call to me, I will answer you." That's a lovely promise, isn't it? What have you got there? Red one, and what does that say? Forsake you. Yes, I will never leave you or forsake you. That's a wonderful promise, isn't it? Sometimes we feel lonely, don't we? But God has said, "I will never leave you or forsake you." What have you got, Matthew?
Jesus.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
That's a wonderful promise, isn't it? And you know, that promise happened at Christmas, didn't it? That's the Christmas promise. And that's why we're celebrating next month. That's why there was a Christmas, because God is a God who keeps his promises. God said that there will be a day coming when a boy will be born of a virgin, and his name will be called Emmanuel, God with us. And Jesus is that child, isn't he? Jesus is God with us. God keeps his promises. What have you got? That's right. God did once destroy the earth with a flood, didn't he? And every living thing on the earth except Noah and his family, because the people were so wicked and sinful. But God says, I will never do it again. And has God kept that promise? He has, hasn't he? He hasn't destroyed the earth again with a flood. What have you got? My peace I give to you. That's a wonderful promise from Jesus, isn't it? Times when we're anxious and we're worried about things, we can go to Jesus and pray to him, and he has promised to give us his peace. So we're peaceful in our minds. All these are wonderful promises, but you know, there is one other promise here somewhere that I want to talk to you about, and I think it's one of the best promises that we find in the Bible. And it's here somewhere. It's a white promise, if I can find it amongst all these other promises. I think this may be it. Ah yes, this is a promise that Jesus made. And he made it to his disciples. And it's a promise that hasn't yet come to pass. It hasn't happened yet. But it will happen. We can be certain of it. Jesus said, I will come again. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus came the first time, didn't he, 2,000 years ago, as a baby in a manger in Bethlehem. But Jesus said, I will come again. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and they were really sad because Jesus had told them that he was going to go away and he was going to leave them. He was going back to his Father's house in heaven. The disciples were really sad and tearful because they loved Jesus. They'd been with him for 3 years. They'd listened to his wonderful teaching, and they'd come to love and trust him as their Lord and Saviour. And now Jesus was going to go away, and they were really sad. But Jesus gives them this wonderful, comforting promise. He says, don't be troubled. Don't be upset that I'm going to leave you, because in my Father's house in heaven, there are many rooms. There's much room up there, room for you all. And I'm going away to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. And I'm going to come back again, and when I come back again to this earth, I'm going to take you to be with me where I am in my Father's house, and we're going to live together forevermore. Isn't that a wonderful promise? And Jesus made that promise not just to his first disciples, but he makes the same promise to all of us today who love the Saviour and who trust him as our Lord. Isn't that wonderful? And you know, the Bible tells us that one day we're going to look up in the sky and we're going to see something very wonderful. We're going to see Jesus appearing on the clouds of heaven with power and with great glory. And he's going to come back with all his angels. And when he comes back, he's going to take his people back with him to the Father's house to live forevermore. Jesus says, I will come again. And that's a promise.